Jerry, Lynn's written in with a question, and she says, does lightning sour milk? My uncle was a dairyman. He said it could, but I'm a scientist. I just don't see how it can happen. But we've had a series of storms go through, and half a gallon of milk has soured. And we never have milk sour normally, so it's making me wonder, what do you think?
It's really interesting, this one. It's a classical old wives' tale in the sense of old wives being established wisdom. And it goes back hundreds of years, became a major research endeavour in the late 1800s, with hundreds of scientific papers written on the subject. And it turns out it's true, or at least it was true. The reason is that lightning is it's a classic case of associating the dramatic variable with the answer, when in fact there's some much more prosaic fundamental thing going on. And the fundamental prosaic thing going on is first that in lightning storms you tend to have rain, and rain brings down germs and bugs and spreads them out of the atmosphere. And secondly, it happens in warm weather. And so in the days before pasteurisation and refrigeration, dairying was a marginal business, and you took your life in your hands by eating milk. And in fact, it did go sour. It was a well-established phenomenon over millennia. All that changed about the year 1900 with pasteurisation and refrigeration. And so it should no longer happen if reasonable sanitation applies.
Jerry, thank you very much.